Good morning, everybody. It's great to be able to share with you from God's Word again today as we continue to think about and look at some of the people from the Bible, about those people that God used mightily. And as we do this, I want us to see what it is that God wants from us, how we, who are just ordinary people, can become powerful people of God. I want us to see and understand how much of this depends on us having a close relationship with God and how that relationship is based on prayer. Now, there isn't a specific reading for this morning, but we will be looking at various passages, so you might want to have your Bible handy so you can follow along yourself. And as you might expect, some of the people from the Bible we will look at are more well known than others. After all, the Bible is a collection of 66 books and letters, 39 in the Old Testament and 27 in the New Testament. The Bible covers thousands of years of human history and mentions hundreds and hundreds of different people. You probably already know significant things about how God powerfully used people like Abraham, Isaac, Ruth, Jacob, Moses, David, Daniel, Isaiah, Peter and Paul. Indeed, you may remember we spoke about Daniel last week. Now, not all of these people that from that list that I've just read out and from all of those people in the whole of Scripture, not all of these people, despite being really well known, are what you might call perfect. Think of King David, an adulterer, a murderer, a man who got many things wrong, yet is still referred to as a man after God's heart. Or Moses, another murderer, and a man who disobeyed God. They've also come from very different backgrounds. David was a shepherd from a family of farmers. Peter was a fisherman. So it's no surprise then that as we look at some of the less well-known people in the Bible, those whose names we might just pass over while reading a verse or a passage of Scripture, it's no wonder that there we'll discover that God has also used many ordinary people in many powerful ways. And as we look, we'll find that these people are not so different from you and me. Many of them are not perfect, just like we're not. They're people who didn't get everything right. They're people who failed, people who fell, people who stumbled, people who, humanly speaking, were weak by the standards of this world. Yet these same people accomplished great things in God's strength and power. For instance, Jabez. Now, Jabez the man is only mentioned twice in the Bible, in 1 Chronicles chapter 4. There is another reference to Jabez in 1 Chronicles 2, but that's actually as a place, not as a about the person. But Jabez's simple prayer of faith gives us a powerful example of answered prayer and blessing received from God. This is what he prayed in 1 Chronicles 4, verse 10. Oh, that you would bless me and enlarge my territory. Let your hand be with me and keep me from harm so that I will be free from pain. And the response from God came in the same verse. And God granted his request, it says. Then we have others, perhaps even less well known. Like, for instance, do you have any idea who Shiphrah and Puah were? Well, actually, they were two of the midwives assigned to attend Israelite women during childbirth in the years preceding the Exodus from Egypt. During the time of Joseph, the Israelites enjoyed great favour before Pharaoh and his court. But after he died, another Pharaoh took his place. And as the Israelites' population increased, so the Egyptians felt ever more threatened. And they began to fear that the Israelites would take over their nation. To limit their growth, Exodus chapter 1 verse 16 records how Pharaoh told the midwives, when you help the Hebrew women as they give birth, watch as they deliver. If the baby is a boy, kill him. If it is a girl, let her live. But Shiprah and Puah feared God. They refused to do what Pharaoh ordered, deliberately disobeying his command. They delivered each tiny newborn with all the skill and ability they possessed. Of course, as you would imagine, their disobedience came to the attention of Pharaoh, and he summoned them to stand before him. Then we hear that God gave Shiprah and Puah wisdom in the way that they answered. They recognised that their responsibility was to obey the leader, but they also understood that in some places God's law supersedes man's law. They knew they could not sin against God by killing Hebrew babies. So this is what they said to Pharaoh. Hebrew women are not like Egyptian women. They are vigorous and give birth before the midwives arrive. And the Bible tells us that God acknowledged their courage and commitment to do what was right. Shiprah and Puah are powerful examples of ordinary people being used in an extraordinary way by God. They were willing to do what was right in the sight of their powerful God, no matter what the cost to them. And God has enabled ordinary people to do extraordinary things throughout history. And he will continue to empower ordinary people to accomplish his purposes. Ordinary people like you and I, if we will just pursue a relationship with him. Maybe some of us think that God might move in our lives in a powerful way. Maybe some of us expect God to work powerfully in our lives someday in the future. But what I want to ask this morning is this. Are you expecting God to work in a powerful way in and through you today? Or are you limiting God's power and the work of the Holy Spirit? Consider these words from Ephesians 3:20-21. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, for ever and ever. Amen. God is able to accomplish immeasurably more than we can ask or think. It is us who are the stumbling block. The old Bible scholar Matthew Henry commented on this truth as he wrote the following words. There is an inexhaustible fullness of grace and mercy in God, which the prayers of all the saints can never draw dry. Whatever we may ask or think to ask, still God is able to do more, abundantly more, exceedingly abundantly more. Open your mouth ever so wide, still he has the wherewithal to fill it. Think about these words. Then ask yourself, what are my expectations? Remembering that God has the power to do more in your life and mine than we can hope or think or imagine. He is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine. There are many things that we cannot do in our own strength or our own ability. As Jesus said in Matthew 19:26, humanly speaking, it is impossible, but with God, everything is possible. And it's true that as we pray according to God's will, all things are possible. Perhaps our problem when we pray is that we often put limits on what God has the power to do. Often we tend to think that our problem, that our circumstance or situation is beyond the scope of God's power or ability. But this is to limit God. If we think that our problems are bigger than God is able or willing to handle, then what we're actually displaying is a total lack of faith in this powerful God who loves us and who cares for us. A lack of faith that can lead us to expecting far less than God is willing to do. The word of God is clear. It tells us to expect God to answer when we pray in faith. Listen to these verses to encourage your expectation. Matthew 18, verse 19 says, "Truly I tell you that if two of you on earth agree about anything they ask for, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven." And John chapter 14, verse 13 says, "And I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son." And John 15, verse 7, which says, "If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you." Or James chapter 1, verses 5 to 6. "If any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. But when you ask, you must believe and not doubt, because the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea, blown and tossed by the wind." Then James chapter 1, verse 17. "Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows." And finally, 1 John chapter 3, verse 22. "And receive from him anything we ask, because we keep his commands and do what pleases him." Oh, folks, when we pray, we need to pray in faith. And we need to expect our powerful God to do immeasurably more, exceedingly and abundantly above all that we ask or think or imagine. So this being the case, let me ask you another question. When you pray, are there things you think about that you don't pray about because you're worried that God will not answer? Are there things that you do not pray about because in your heart you don't want God to answer your prayer? What am I talking about? Let me give you a couple of examples. If the thought of sharing your faith with other people scares you, you may choose not to pray for God to provide opportunities to share the truth of Jesus with others. Or if you're entirely comfortable just being in a small church where everybody knows your name, you might not pray for God to grow his church. The truth is, we may expect many things of God, but he also expects us to be willing to follow his purpose for us, for our church and for our community. So we need to pray in faith, trusting God, being obedient to his plans, praying in his will, his leading for our lives. And we can expect God to answer prayer in the right way at the perfect time. And this is one thing, one lesson that God keeps on teaching me through prayer: patience. His timing is perfect. It is always perfect. It is perfect in every situation. God will act at the right time, and he is willing to do far more than we ever ask or think or imagine. So what is it that's going on in your life right now that needs a touch from the most powerful King of Kings and Lord of Lords? Maybe it's your health, or your relationships, or your family. Perhaps it's your work, or your prayer life, or your faith. Perhaps it's about your daily walk with God, or your witness for Jesus. Whatever it is, don't try and carry it on your own. Don't let it draw your attention away from God. Joseph Scriven wrote some very appropriate words in his hymn, "What a Friend We Have in Jesus." He said it like this: "What a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. all because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Wise, wise words. Whatever the situation, whatever the circumstance, take it to God in prayer. Pray and ask God to speak. Pray and ask God to act. Pray and ask God to move. Pray and ask God to bless. Pray in faith, in His will, and expect God to move in power. How big is your expectation of God? When you pray, do you limit your expectation of what God can do? I mean, maybe you're praying for someone in your family who as yet does not know God. Are you praying in faith that God will change their heart? Or have you given up praying for that person because your expectation is that they will never turn to Jesus and be saved? The Bible is clear. It says God can do infinitely more, immeasurably more, exceedingly and abundantly, above all that we can ask or think. Don't let your expectations limit your prayers. Don't limit what God can and will do. Remember the words of Jesus in Matthew chapter 17, verse 20. Truly I tell you, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you. All the way through the Bible, we read of people who dared to ask God to make the impossible possible. Hear this. God answered their prayers. Maybe in your own life you have experienced God doing the impossible. When you thought there was no hope, when you thought the odds were against you, when you thought it was impossible for circumstances to change, when you expected the worst, maybe you've seen God step in and change everything. Maybe you've seen God step in and do infinitely more, immeasurably more, exceedingly and abundantly above all that you could ask or think or imagine. God is almighty. God is incredible. God's mighty power works miracles in this world each and every single day. God's love and mercy are poured out into our lives every day. We are His children. Our salvation is secure and certain in Jesus Christ. We are empowered by the Holy Spirit. God listens when we come to Him in prayer, and He answers prayer. God can exceed our expectation in every area of our everyday lives, if we will take it to Him. We must always take time to pray. It's equally important for us to pray in times of joy as well as in times of trouble. Romans 12, verse 12 simply tells us how we should do this. It says it so beautifully. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. This is an essential command for each of us to follow. Do you see that? In good times and in bad, speak to God. Draw near to Him. Grow in our relationship with Him. We can have confident and expectant hope in God. And the very fact that you are listening to or reading this message this morning suggests that you have hope in God. It suggests that you want to know more about God, that you want to draw closer to Him, that you want to be in a real, dynamic, living relationship with Him, that you're expecting God to be in your life today. And God bless you that that is the case. So I need to ask you this question. A question that I've asked a number of times recently. How is your relationship with God? Have you felt His presence and experienced His touch on your life today? when you woke up this morning, was it with an expectant heart? Were you thrilled by the thought that God would work powerfully in you and through you today? Did you come today to God today with an expectant heart, expecting to worship him, expecting to feel his powerful presence, expecting the word of God to speak into your life, expecting to see miracles, expecting to see lives changed and transformed by the power of the Holy Spirit, expecting to be uplifted, refilled, renewed, restored, revitalized, expecting revival? Did you come to God today expecting immeasurably more, exceedingly and abundantly above all that you could ask or think or imagine? And do you know what God expects of you? As disciples of Jesus, God expects your daily commitment to him. God expects you to trust him. God expects you to follow him. God expects you to love him. God expects you to serve him. God expects you to speak to him in prayer. God expects you to learn more about him. God expects you to think about the things of God. God expects you to tell others about him. God expects you to give him first place in your life. God expects many things of each and every one of us. And of course, we will never, ever meet God's expectations of us in our own strength. We need to allow God to empower us and enable us through the Holy Spirit. When we allow God to work in power in us and through us, then we will truly be powerful people for his honour and glory alone. Be empowered. Be expectant. Be a powerful person for Jesus. Be all that God wants you to be. Don't limit him to your own strength. Be mighty in his strength, powerful in his power. Our God is an awesome God who can and will do immeasurably more than all we can ask or imagine according to his power that is at work amongst us. To him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen.